The Oracle is back!
Curate topics, investment education, economic update, retirement planning, youth empowerment, pension update, real estate, entrepreneuring, and lots more. Monday to Friday on this radio channel, Stockwatch on Radio with Abayomi Obabolujo, empowering you for wealth.
Welcome to another exciting moment on air. I'm Abayomi Obabolujo. We're going to be looking at 5 businesses we can do within this economic system with little money. And I can tell you also how that with time, knowing the businesses you can start, to take time, develop the relationship, or on your own to put resources together to start. You see, sometimes I do see some loan applications sending me their adverts, trying to woo me to borrow money. I don't actually need such money. I don't borrow money. I live within my resources. But the truth is that instead of you to borrow to buy phone, instead of you to borrow to buy shoes and bag, instead of you to borrow to do one frivolous thing or the other, why not even take the risk, borrow their money and put into a business? And when you default and they begin to send text messages to your family member, and all the phone numbers they are able to scoop from your phone, you have an explanation. I didn't spend the money. I used it to start a business. And this is the way it goes. So please ensure that you stay connected. I will go on a short break. When I return, it will be time to discuss 5 businesses you can start with low funds. Don't change this channel.
Have you heard of Universal Insurance PLC? Universal Insurance PLC have been in existence in Nigeria since March 1961, and their services include general insurance like car insurance, marine insurance, oil and gas insurance, oil and special peril insurance, general accident insurance, and all insurance bonds. With lots of exciting and amazingly upgraded services, hurry now and pick up your insurance with Universal Insurance PLC. With lots of exciting and amazingly upgraded services like embracing ICT and networking with a dynamic workforce, effective and efficient service delivery, broker-friendly, and so much more. Universal Insurance PLC headquarter office is at number 8 Bagada Expressway, Antony, Lagos, Nigeria. Or you visit our website, www.universalinsurancepl.com. Universal Insurance PLC. Our word is our bond.
Welcome back. My guest is a face that you most have been familiar with on this platform. He's an author. He's a motivational speaker. He's a marketing consultant. He's an entrepreneur. As a matter of fact, he coordinates a WhatsApp group known as Entrepreneurs Connect. In other words, he brings brains together, he brings business people together, and much more. He is the managing director of Lurach Consulting. His name is Dr. Ayo Adeyemi. You are welcome.
Thank you.
We really do not have so much time. So let's go straight to business. 5 businesses, there might be 10, there might be 15. There might be 20.
Yeah.
You know, one thing I know about people like you is that the thought pattern might not even be in that direction earlier than that. But the moment you are prompted, you may seem not to be able to stop. So as you keep thinking of one, another one keeps, you know, coming like that. So, but let us limit it to 5. We could actually also limit it to 3.
Yeah.
And at another time, we'll discuss further. But let's look at a situation whereby I do not have more than 500,000 naira. And for me to raise 500,000 naira might not be too difficult. I might put 5 friends together and then say 100,000 from each of them. If certain things you are not able to achieve, certain things are not achievable, like getting support among the circle of friends that you keep, you are actually lost. You should change your circle of friends. So, for example, maybe among my classmates, and you know, in Nigeria, they really give you opportunity, they really contribute money for you. when you need money to do business. All right? Yeah. But if when your mom died and you wanted to do burial, you will agree with me?
Yeah.
That people will
run for you see a lot of people coming up.
We need 500,000 naira that we can borrow, maybe by joining a cooperative society, and then we get access to such little funding. What are these five businesses?
Okay, thank you for having me. Well, like you said, five businesses that you could start with low money, some as low as 100,000 naira or even 50,000 naira, you could just have an idea. I will emphasize this before I mention those businesses, that idea really is what is required. And then you can then put that business idea. So I mentioned a few here. I said rental services. One, trading and supply business is also another idea you could do. And then I have a third one, saloon and body care service. And then the fourth one, I say cleaning services. And then the fifth one, I say production. You could also do some production, you know, with such as low as 100,000 to 500,000.
Production.
Yeah.
Let us take it off from there because I'm into production.
Okay.
And that one doesn't cost me 100,000.
All right.
Let's take off from production. We now take all this. What you are saying actually makes sense to me because just this afternoon, and I'm ready, I'm sorry to say this, it's supposed to be a family affair. My mother's immediate younger sister called me. I've not attended to her calls in a while. And after I spoke with her, her daughter also called. No, her daughter now requested to speak with me. And all she is looking for is someone that will fund saloon and body care business.
Okay.
So we just start this. Let us look at production. We start from there. Okay.
Yeah. So production, and then you come to think of what can the likely products they can produce with, like I said, 100,000 to 500,000. The first one, I would say cosmetics.
Okay.
Now, second one, I would say soap making. Okay. Soap making, there are liquid soap, there are bar soap. And then another one is confectionery, snacks, cake, and whatever you. Then another one, I say insecticide. You know, we have a lot of pets around. So, and then the last one, I said fragrances like perfume and air freshener. Now, if I had to break down each of these, but let me just give you a little bit of a clue into the importance and why you could make money from this. Cosmetics, everybody, every daily. And like one of my mentors said, that where you see people, then you know there's money. As we are seated here or in this studio, I mean, people functioning right now cannot be less than 10. And imagine every one of us here, daily, we use one cream or the other, either for body or for the hair or for the leg. So you can imagine if you can produce. And like I said, like your niece that called you, in the family, at least your family cannot be less than 100, both extended, and that would be the most smallest family. So everybody in family said, I will not produce, buy from me. They have no choice. And I have a niece too who produces, and he produces soap that I use for my car. Soap for the, you know, plates and whatever you. Soap for all kind of soap. Now, so I have no choice. Once I run out of the one I'm using, I'll have to patronize that. And that's what those big organizations also do. And so you start from somewhere. Once people know you, you are consistent, and they can say to your quality of your product, you're already having, people that buy. And before you know it, you get to the chef, you get to the supermarket, and that's ice from.
Do you know why I know you are very apt, you are accurate? Is that a couple of months back, a young girl, I think shortly before she got admitted into the university, approached me that she wanted to start a business. How much did she request for? If I'm not mistaken, less than 20,000
naira. Yeah.
And I asked her what she wanted to start. And she told me, perfumes, is it cologne, they call it,
yeah,
all this. I said, wow, the 20,000. I did not hesitate. I gave her. Today, I'm one of those people that patronize her.
Yeah.
In our family, I know that my son patronizes her. I also patronize
her. So, it's a family business. And very soon, by the time you grow bigger, you invest, because then you can probably afford to buy more equipment and expand more you know, get more locations that are bigger. So all of these are things you can do. But one thing I will say is that the first thing is to go learn it. Now, you don't want to waste the money. So there's a place of learning. And I have a good friend who has also been recognized internationally. I'm not sure if she's in Nigeria now. She's usually called Mama Money. She does a lot of training on some all of these production activities. In fact, you know, as a member of Rotary, we bring her on board to train people for free. And then she will tell us to set them up. So as little as 20,000, she will buy those items that they can kick off with. And you can imagine in your living room, in your parlor, in your bathroom, you can make production of soap. You don't need to rent any big, property. From the corner of your house, in your kitchen, you can make soap. I know one of my, cousin's wife who started a confectionery, meat pie and what have you, from their living room. And then before you know it, I tell that one day that this thing will be over there. And then become a family problem. The husband continues, you know, everywhere cake. There's no place to even sit in the living room again until she begins to build. And then today, it's a big, big, big organization. So you can actually start. Because if you want to make even cake, we buy cake of 5,000. So if you can even produce your own of 5,000 in 100, that means you can get about 5. And then if you can sell that 5 at a profit, sure, you can make more money and you can build. So sometimes we want to start big. That's the problem. But if we start small, we learn the experiences and we go from there.
Production. Let us go to the next one.
Okay. The next one, I would say rental services.
Rental.
Now, again, I mentioned here catering services, construction buildings, tools, and then event items. These are things that happen on a daily basis. If I even want to make daily money, because that's the next thing I am also aiming, how can you make money daily? And I've said I want to have a business that I can establish in 774 local governments. If I can make $1,000 from 774 local governments in Nigeria, I'm making $774,000
a day
times 30. I think I'll be a billionaire in 1 6 months.
How do you manage?
That's another level. That's why we are here as consultants. That's what we do. How you manage is another level. But what we are saying is that, can you even get a business idea that can run in every local government? Okay, that's a bigger one. But what we are saying here, every day there's a party, either big or small. Somewhere in Lagos, in Abuja, anywhere you are, there's a party. Don't worry, we'll do birthday, naming, what have you. So, and there are caterers. I belong to a group of businesses that where we have a lot of caterers. And they say, I want to rent this, I want to rent that, I want to rent. So people are looking for, maybe they don't want to buy them or they can't even afford them. So if you invest about $500,000, I can tell you that you can buy a lot of equipment that people can rent from you. I know my wife also does something along that line. And I know when she has to do some events, she go out to rent. So you can start that. Also for construction, there are people building. You could buy some of these tools that are used as construction sites. They want to borrow, they want to rent.
Shovels,
wheelbarrow, a lot of things.
Head pan.
And just go and locate yourself close to a construction site. They will borrow from you. They will pay. So people need it. So also, like I said, different events, decorators. You see us, when you attend event, you see a lot of people working at that event before you kick off. Find that, and let me tell you honestly, not all of them own all of the things you are using. They rent them. And this is what you can invest on. So 100,000, 500,000 can help
and
you.
And that includes wedding gown.
Oh, everything that happens at event, even suit, like even shoe.
I can continue and continue like that with Dr. Ayadim. You can see yourself. I sure knows what he's talking about. Got to round up this segment. Once again, Dr. Ayadim, thank you for coming.
My pleasure.
By the time we call you next time, we'll be talking about 5 other businesses we can start with low funding. That will be probably in the month of April. All right, we round off. But by the special grace of God, we're going to be here again the same time, the same station, next week. Until then, I remain yours sincerely in wealth creation, its accumulation, and preservation. Abayomi Obabolejo. God bless you. Enjoy the rest of your week.